Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello, guys. It's Thursday. It's Thursday.
Means there's a big movie review.
Yes. What are we doing
Correct.
Today?
Oh, holy crap, he's here. Oh, my God.
I know, right? It's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
It's going to be The Lion King, everyone. The highly anticipated live-action version of the 1994 cartoon.
Oh.
Is it weird that I think the human voice does better on the cartoon than it does in this live action? I haven't even seen it, but it just feels weird that the animals look so much more real.
Right.
Their mouths are moving.
Putting human voices to it makes it dumber or less watchable.
Well, all right. We're going to give you a big tease for the big movie review.
Oh, so, I can't wait. Live action movies are unnecessary?
No. I love Dumbo, just so you know. I like the new version.
Just so you know.
What about Aladdin? Did you like the live-action version? I mean, could they do more? They're even going to do a Little Mermaid coming out.
Little Mermaid's going to be sick if they do it right. I'm nervous. I love Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we already have these movies. That's all.
You don't want live-action versions?
I just don't think they're necessary.
Did you like the live-action version of Beauty and the Beast?
I didn't. I saw it.
I thought it was fine if it was the only version of it. But the animation is just, it's
better. The cartoon was better.
I think it's better.
Well, so Vinny does bring up a really good point, which is I probably leaned over to Bryn. I'm going to say this again at 9 o'clock, so don't be like you've already heard this. But I leaned over to Bryn at least 4 or 5 times, and I said, "Boy, sure is weird hearing those lions looking the way they do and sounding the way they sound." And Bryn's like, "Yeah, that is weird."
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's a disconnect. I don't know. It just... But the question is this film critic proof?
No. Well, yes, it is. A million people are going to take the kids to see it. You're right. It's for kids.
Right.
And people are always desperate for effing things to do with their kids.
You're right about that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That is for sure.
It's going to make all the money they ever wanted. They don't give a rat's ass what we have to say about it.
My cousin's visiting from Canada, and she's got a 17-month, and literally everything we did a couple days ago was for that kid. Pier 39, Lombard Street. Like, all the things. You couldn't, you know.
17 months old, too.
Yeah,
huh?
Why does a kid care
gonna
about
have,
Lombard
gonna
Street?
Going to have absolutely no memory of that.
Mm-hmm. I know, but like you couldn't go to any museums, you couldn't sit down at a fancy restaurant, you can't go to anything.
Did you go to that one restaurant we talked about?
Rainforest Cafe?
No.
Oh, that one closed down.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. No, the other one that we went to.
Oh, yeah, the Fog, the one
Fog
on Pier 30.
Fog City Harbor?
Yeah, Fog City Harbor.
Oh.
We ate there.
You went there?
Yeah.
What's the deal with this? Food?
Happening? Yeah, no, it's on Pier 39, totally tourist, but the food there is so delicious, expensive. But it's so good. And Hooman and I went there with
Doug Harville.
Oh,
way back when.
Remember
when I got in trouble for saying bad stuff about Pier 39?
Yeah.
We had to go there and make good with everyone. Idiot.
But
jerk.
So
the
guy who owns the restaurant is such a nice person, and he sat with us that day.
His family owns everything. He travels from his house in Sausalito by speedboat.
Yeah.
That's how he gets to work?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God. Imagine if that was your commute. That'd be so amazing.
I know. It's so great.
He's the guy that started all the Chevys.
Oh.
And they're Pacific Catch, all this stuff.
I wonder why they all closed. I used to love Chevys.
Me too.
You know why? Because
so
my
good.
Kids loved it, and they would eat anything that got put in front of them.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Like,
the
yes,
chips,
we'll go.
They make right in front of you. The guacamole, they make right in front of you.
Who do you like more, Chevys or Chipotle?
Salsa gave me the trots, so I'm out of here.
That's funny.
Which one do you like more, Chevys or Chipotle?
Stubby's.
I don't really.
I've never eaten that at Chipotle, but my husband likes it.
I love Chipotle.
Oh boy.
Well, you know, because they had that E. coli breakout or whatever it was.
Oh, that doesn't stop me.
Oh, doesn't? No, that doesn't stop you?
I don't care about that.
What?
Vin, does that stop you?
I just told you.
Yeah. It's in the trots. Sarah goes there for her wraps, okay?
Yeah, I get a wrap there. Actually, I've been to Chipotle one time, and I just way over. I was like, oh, my God, that thing is like the size of a rhinoceros. Like, I'm going to eat a rhinoceros.
And you ate it all.
Well, it was in 2016. It was a couple years
ago,
right?
Yeah, don't worry. It's
anyway, so you hated the movie. And...
No. That's You're jumping too much. That was a quick tease. Yeah, don't do that.
So I'm looking on Facebook at Yuzette. And you posted yesterday, do you ever feel like you're the only one that cares?
Yeah. Oh.
What are you tripping on?
I'm tripping on, it's totally business stuff, so maybe I shouldn't talk about it, but there's stuff going around the station that I'm like, well, let's talk about that. Let's promote that. Let's help. Lexi's doing an appearance this weekend. Let's promote that.
Yeah.
Promotions is doing something. Let's let's help everyone out. And
it's falling on deaf ears?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm just like, I told the intern right now, get me all the information on Lexi. I told the salesperson, get me information. He goes, well, have Michelle help you with that. I'm like,
what?
Thanks? Question mark? It's your account, dude.
Yeah. Do you want to promote it or not?
Well, so I just feel like...
Skeleton proof, man.
I know.
It is skeleton proof. I have a question. Is our hotline working yet?
Yes.
Oh,
our hotline.
It's
God.
A miracle. Oh, my God. Hotline bling.
It means we've paid our bill.
This is one of those vague posts where I'm like, is it all the summer baby lizards? I mean, I don't know what you're...
What's
what
the
are you,
summer baby lizards?
You know all the baby lizards that are born in the summer?
No, I don't know about the summer baby lizards.
You know, I actually
lizards.
Don't have any lizards at my house. It kind of bums me out because everybody I know, I go to their house in Sandra
Fell.
There's lizards everywhere. I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome.
They're
and I'm always
so
looking
great.
Around for lizards and yeah. I don't have any.
Mm. Yeah, lizards and frogs.
I know frogs either.
In Milbrae?
I don't have any frogs. I don't have any lizards.
I thought it was like, because you didn't put what you were bummed about, I'm like, is it all the squirrels with no tails? They're
squirrels
everywhere.
With no tails?
They're rabbits. I told you that story. My kid didn't. I'm like,
what's going on?
That's a rabbit.
Wait, I don't know that story.
My kid was like, oh my God, there's a squirrel with no tail.
And it's white.
So there.
That's a bunny, you dingus. So anyway.
So she didn't know what a bunny was.
No, she did. She just, we were on a walk and she just saw it and scampered away real quick. And then when it came around the corner, I'm like, "Durr, the bunny." Yeah.
I don't think he told us this.
I didn't?
No,
maybe
he
was
told
me,
but he told me off air.
Yeah,
I
think it was. I don't know. Anyway.
That's a good on air.
It's just one of those moments where you're.
Squirrel, no tail!
We're walking as a family and it's my kid yells that out. And when we finally see what it is, we're like, that's a bunny. What are you?
She's only five. Don't worry. Get the animal out and point at the picture.
That kid's normally pretty sharp. Mm. Started checking her for head wounds.
We all have our moments.
That's true. Maybe
take her to a petting zoo. That way she can get
Oh, my God.
One
don't
one.
Take her to a petting zoo.
Why?
She'll never stop asking you for a rabbit.
Well,
when I was a kid,
we're not doing that.
Yeah,
I touched
a rabbit
and that was it. I was obsessed with rabbits.
Yeah,
like the rabbit's fur is so awesome. They're so freaking cute. There's just nothing bad to say about a rabbit right up until it's loose in your house and does this weird pee. It has weird pee. It's not like clear pee. It's disgusting. And they drop their little, like every hop, the little pellet pops out of their butt.
I mean, come on.
Well, my brother has rabbits, chickens. Oh. He's got all the stuff. But they have rabbit time and they let the rabbits in the house and they go around the house and it's so fun.
And then they pee and poo everywhere.
No, they actually don't.
Apparently you can train them to use a litter box.
Yeah.
They do that?
Exactly.
They have a litter box for their rabbits?
Yep.
And
they have the outside, but inside... just in case, and the rabbits totally go in the box.
Oh.
And then they bring the box out. They have their rabbit time, you know, every couple of days.
The number ones could be red, pink, brown, or orange, but normally yellow.
Oh,
yeah. But thick. It's gross. It's totally different than regular pee.
They're
or
animals.
It seemed to be to me.
You're not an animal person, Sarah.
Also, listen, I had lots of animals grow. I'm not, you guys have me all wrong.
Yeah,
no.
But they all went for a walk and found out and he came back without them.
Yeah.
That's not true. I had a million animals growing up. And I never, I mean, my dog died basically, it was freaking awful. No, he died of old age, but it was just horrible and totally unexpected on my part. And it was devastating. And I'm You know, what I hate? Animal owners. I hate people who don't pick up their dog's poo. That's what I have the problem with.
Yeah.
I don't mind dogs. A nice dog, fine. I don't want your dog to jump on me. I want you to be in control of your dog, and I want you to pick up the dog's poo.
And we want the dog on a leash. How about that? How about that?
Yeah, well, there is a leash law.
What does that mean?
Anyway, I'm sorry I brought up lizards. But my
point
being...
I just felt sad because I just want
you cried everyone to care. No, I ain't cried over it.
Yeah, you did.
You cried over it. Is that I want everyone to care as much as I do, and it's so hard when you said skeleton staff.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget, too, and I believe this is happening at this time of year at every company in the summer. People are gone. Like, they're on their family vacations. They're dealing with their kids.
Now.
They're dealing with all their stuff. They're like, why are you asking me to do more stuff? I'm trying to leave. I believe that. I think that, you know, things kind of nut back up as you get into September. Right?
Yep.
Do you agree?
I agree. If you can nail people down in the summer and get stuff out of people in the summer, good on you. But the problem is for us,
keep supporting your people.
Planning for Q4 happens during Q3, and this is where smack dab in the middle of it. We have a lot of things going on.
Gotta be on top of stuff. Like,
it means that.
I guess I want everyone to care.
If you want something to happen in December, you gotta plan it now.
Means third quarter, fourth quarter. Hey, do you want to hear? Do you want to hear about tailless squirrels? I did some research.
Tail of squirrels?
No, I said tailless squirrels.
Oh, no, trust me.
They're called bunnies.
It was a bunny.
No, there's a real thing. There's a real phenomenon in nature.
Okay, right, but sure, in this case, it was a bunny. Trust me. But it had bunny ears.
That doesn't
it had a bunny
make me
tail.
Not want to hear
it
about
was a bunny.
Tailless squirrels. So, are they native to Australia?
So there's articles about, hey, why are there so many tailless squirrels?
Is it Friday?
And
almost. So close.
And there's not a genetic thing that's going on. All squirrels are born with tails, but in the wild, the tails get trapped in traps, and animals will attack the tails, rip them off.
Oh,
and then
rip the tail.
If you see a tailless squirrel, something bad happens.
Something bad happened.
Well, that's poor little squirrel. Sorry to go back to lizards, but I think there are a lot of animals that have the ability to shed.
Yes.
The tail.
Sometimes you see a tailless lizard.
For safety reasons.
If you see it in a few weeks, it's got a tail again.
Right.
They grow back.
You got me by the tail. Watch this. I just turned it off.
I'm going to grow another one. I really wish
Bye.
I had lizards.
Bitch, follow.
So lizards and salamanders can shed their tails.
Yeah. Wow.
You know that?
Looking. Yeah, it's well known. That it is known.
I believe the gecko can do that as well.
Probably a lot of lizards, you know, have that capability.
The iguana might be able to do
that.
Yep,
might be able to.
650 says, Vinny definitely mentioned the squirrel with no tail on air because I remember how adorable it sounded. I just don't remember.
Yeah, that's funny.
He told the bunny story, someone else said.
Yeah,
he told the bunny.
It was on air, someone else said.
Okay, all right, take it easy.
Stop yelling at me.
I had heard it. I was the only one who listened to Vinny that day, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you are.
I don't appreciate your inattentiveness to the show.
Oftentimes we're doing other things for the next break.
I know.
For Q4.
Yes, we planned it for Q4. It's Q3.
Just thinking that.
Thank you for looking ahead.
Am I the only one that cares?
Stop it. Are you making
You're
fun of
not
me?
Not the only one.
Well, no, I'm not making fun of you, but that message you wrote would lead one to believe a million things. It was so vague that something had gone down. That I'm like, is it animals? Is it puppies? Is it government?
Right.
I mean, all the quotes that you've
done.
Am I the only one
that cares about taxes?
Have you read all the responses?
All
people are like, you know, everything from it's about Trump to, and right.
oh,
it turns
no.
out it's about work. So,
yeah, I think that, you know, Instagram posts, you know, probably unless you want people to get going, like what, you know, have an argument about what you're talking about.
No, I don't want any argument whatsoever, ever.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll be more careful.
Yeah, try to be a little more clear, you
guys.
Yeah,
guy. Okay, fine.
You worried us. Are you the only one who cares about?
Shut up. You didn't even see it.
I didn't see it. You're right. I didn't. It's all right, though.
Hey.
I'm busy posting food on Instagram, by the way,
you guys, I can't eat anything until noon today.
Oh, you have your blood test.
And I am so hungry already. I am having coffee. I don't care.
Hold on.
Let's get a box of donuts.
Oh, my God. Don't. Please
don't.
Let's
go to Homegrown.
You made your blood test appointment at noon?
No, it's at 11. It's at 11 today. They're coming to my house. It's for the life insurance thing.
They're coming to your house.
They're coming to my house. Well, they do. They send a whole thing. They give you like a heart test. And it's not rich people. It's people who have to get insurance.
You're rich girl.
Too far, because you know it don't matter anyway.
Do you want to know why you don't have lizards in your backyard?
Yes.
Go to Wayne on line one.
Wayne.
Hello, Wayne.
They were eradicated from Mill Valley in 82.
They're not rich enough.
You don't have lizards because you have a cat. Cats kill everything, lizards and frogs.
Screw that cat.
I've never seen any dead lizards.
A thousand feet of your house.
Oh.
Well, her cat is special.
Wait, her cat's lazy. Cat. Yeah.
Her cat is lazy.
He is lazy.
Yeah.
Don't you have a cat, too? But you have lizards?
There are lizards everywhere where I live. It's not the cats could never keep up.
Yeah, I don't even see them on the trails, Wayne, on line
one.
Wayne.
The cats kill them just for fun. They just play with them and kill them. They kill everything. My buddy had a house out in the country, and he said everything within 1,000 yards of my house is dead. No snakes, no frogs, no lizards.
Well, those are country cats.
Yeah.
They're
well,
tougher
yeah.
than city cats. All right, thanks, Wayne.
No problem.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Mill Valley cats wear polo shirts.
I don't know. I feel like maybe it just it gets too cold at night or something. That's the only thing I can think of.
I don't know.
I know, because I really wish, you know, I go up to my friend's house and she's got, you know what I saw today on the way in?
A shooting star.
A coyote.
Oh.
As I was getting off the highway on the marina, dog's just standing there. I mean, dog.
Was it a dog?
It wasn't a dog. It
was
a
coyote. I mean, are a lot smaller than you think, huh?
They are pretty small.
They're tiny.
Kind of like tall legs and like ratty, skinny body. And, you know, they just, it's like, you know, I've seen a coyote.
Yeah.
And it was right there, like right on Marina Boulevard. What are you doing here?
Rita.
Get out of here.
Looking for food. Yeah. They have nothing up there, so they come down.
Rita.
It wasn't the Moo Marina. It was the actual marina. Not where Hooman lives, in the Moo.
Not the Cow Hollow.
Not the Cow Hollow.
In the phony marina.
Oh, my
in
God.
The marina.
Boy, you guys are ready for Friday.
we are.
Coyotes are creeping in throughout San Francisco. There's a bunch of articles. A
lot of sightings.
Yeah.
Right. It must have had to cross 50 roads to get there, though. I don't know where it... Although, I suppose maybe if it went coastline, it could get over to the Presidio. Whatever. I was just like, hi. He's standing in the road. Like, get out of the way.
Do you honk?
No. Honk?
Come on, baby.
It's 4 in the morning. I don't want to wake up. I'm right by houses. Honk? I just slowed down more than I already was. Don't worry. There was no danger of me hitting it. This guy was trying to... This guy.
What's this guy's name?
BMW driver next to me.
All right.
So... I go slow because if I go 24 miles an hour, I will hit every single light
lights,
and it's green. Every single light. I don't have to stop from the time I get off the marina exit all the way to the office.
Weird how the other Embarcadero way does not work.
No. I hear you guys all the time talking about
it. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. So random.
If I hit the first, if I get to the first light at the right time and I go 24 miles per hour, I will never stop. I'll go 24 the whole way in. They change just the right. It's like driving down Ocean Beach. You ever do that?
Sure.
You go just a little bit under the speed limit, you'll hit every single
light.
That works. Never change.
That for sure works.
Yeah.
So it's like that. So this guy, basically, you know, he's just beating me off the line every time. Like, just as I'm pulling up at doing 24 miles an hour, he takes off. I'm like, see you at the next light. So... we get, you know, and he's just, I could just tell he's like fuming. I don't know, feeling the vibe coming off his car because I just keep catching up to him. And so
you make faces at him? You make it
worse? No, I didn't. But it's so funny because he's just, you know, so proud of his car's roaring and my car makes no sound because it's electric. So we get to one of the last lights and I'm like, I'm going to crush this guy.
And you can.
What?
I know.
It's great, isn't it?
I know.
Pedal to the metal? What?
I just stepped on it.
Once.
Oh, my
finally,
God.
Sarah.
I know. Well, I slowed right back down. And then I caught up with him at the next light.
Do you keep looking over at him and smiling
no,
every time?
I don't. I just try to ignore him, but I could just, you know how you just, it felt like he was getting madder and madder and madder. Because I'm telling you, every single light he rushed up to, stopped at the red, and I just cruised past. And then, my nose would get out in front of me. And
oh, good for you.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good morning so far.
So where'd you leave him?
Oh, I didn't. I just let him pass me after I just beat him off the line.
To the office?
He went straight on Embarcadero and I took the right on Battery. That's where we departed. That's where we parted ways. I'm sure he was glad to see the end
sucka.
Of me. Bye. Hurry up. Get to the next red light. Hurry
bye,
up
bitch.
And wait.
Don't follow.
Yeah. Bitch, bye. Oh, you know what tomorrow is? Friday. So today, we are going to rock this show. We have a movie review coming
thank
up.
You.
It's going to be an amazing day. We've already had a Grande tickets to give away, Outside Lands tickets, Alani qualifications.
Yeah!
And in just a second, we have Elvis Costello tickets right after this. KLLC.
Thursday.
Yep. Thanks, Morgan. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show will be all right.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.